so we left off with the Gemara on the top of Amar Beis, Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Kol anena min ha'olam hazeh b'loi bracha ki'ilu goyze l'ha'kodesh baruch hu u'knesses Yisrael. So Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa says, if someone's nena from olam hazeh without a bracha, so then he stole, it's ki'ilu, he stole from ha'kodesh baruch hu and klal Yisrael. So that's reminiscent to what the Gemara had said earlier about Moal, except here the Lashon of the Gemara is a little bit different. Here, the Lashon of the Gemara is Gozel LaHakadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi has a funny comment. Gozel LaHakadosh Baruch Hu Esper Chaso. He stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu his bracha. So the Marashah, when he sets up in his Chidush HaGadosh, when he sets up the Gemara, the Marashah really, according to the way he sets it up, can't explain why Rashi says that he's gozel a bracha. Let's take a look briefly, at least in the beginning of the Marasha, in the Chiddush HaGadol. V'inyano ki hakol bar lechvodo, liten lokava mein berchaso, avo lehenos b'lo bracha, ein kan kvodo. If he's nene without a bracha, so then that's not a kavod v'hakadosh baruch hu, v'adayim shelohu. In other words, when a person gives a proper kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then in such a case it becomes his. Umasha pirish Rashi gabe ki'ilu gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es birchasav ein etzar ela gozel mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa davar shalchum enenu menu dekodim habracha shalohu. And then he's mazver the hemshich of Rashi. The next part of Rashi fits in very nicely. The first part the Marsha says is he doesn't understand why Rashi says he's gozel the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, he's stealing the food from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uknesses Yisrael, so that fits in very nicely. Shekishechatu haperos lokin. If a person sins, he doesn't make a bracha, so then in such a case the earth will not give its produce. So then he's stealing from Klal Yisrael. He's causing that Klal Yisrael is not going to get their pears. So explains the Marasha. That's beautiful. That I understand he's being gozel from Knesset Yisrael. But how is he stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Berchaso of Rashi? So the Marasha's mahalach is to say, if you will, along the lines that we've been saying up until now, that the bracha is a matir, that the matir is to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's being gozel from Knesset Yisrael. The Pashtus gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the way Rashi had learned. The Marasha leaves the Rashi as a tzarachiyun, that he's really stealing the food, the fruits, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just want to point out, I don't want to dwell on this too much. As much as I love the Sfas Emes, at the end of the day, the Sfas Emes wanders a little bit far from even in Gemara over here, even in Shas. But it is a beautiful Ha'ara where he's Masbir Shitas Rashi. So for just two minutes, just want to say over what the Sfas Emes says. It could be mefakpek a little bit with what he's saying, but it is definitely a beautiful Mahalach. And at the end of the day, if we're learning Birchas Hanenin, we should at least understand a little bit even behind the Machshava of Kan Kodem Bracha, Kan Achar Bracha. So in the bottom two lines in the Sfas Emes, he writes that Lechura, the expression that we had in the Tana Rabbanan says, Asu Loi La'adam Shehenna Be'olam Azeh B'loi Bracha. So he points out that the word Loi is a little bit Miyusar. Tevas Lo Miyusar Lechora. Why does it say lo? It should say asa la'adam. So what's the lo? So this is a little bit, I have to say, it's a little bit of a chassidah shivart, I must admit. But at the end of the day, what the Sfas Emes develops does fit in beautifully in Rashi. So he wants to be mechadesh, the following idea of what the word lo in the Gemara is trying to bring out. V'nire kemitzad chiyu me'ashem yisparech, he has an interesting take on it. He learns that when the Pasuk says, and the Gemara answers, the stira and the Pasuk, and says, kan kon bracha, kan achar bracha, it doesn't mean that there's a matir over here, that you're being matir the ochel, the way one conventionally understands it. But rather, he says the following. He says, of course, the food is in your rishus. However, the Sfas Emes, this is the way I understand it. The Sfas Emes says like this. For Kabbalah, I guess you need to draw. So very, very, it's not even Kabbalah, just basics. He says there's three concentric circles here. This is my interpretation of what the Sfas Emes is saying. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's Sovev Hakol, Kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's on the outside. You have humanity, which is on the inside. And then you have the food and the animals that are under his domain. So the truth is, the food is in his rishus. It's not like that we had understood that the food is not in his rishus. No, Sfas Emes claims it's in his rishus. However, continues the Sfas Emes, the chiyuv for him to give a bracha is not to be able to be matir the food, but the chiyuv is not on vis-a-vis the inside, the chiyuv is vis-a-vis the outside. It's the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soviv him. Continues the Sfas Emes, im kein kol ha'aretz v'abruim shebesoch ha'kol Hashem Yisparach. Im kein mitzad ha'adam tzarech levarech la'Hashem Yisparach. Kivan she'akol mimenu. The person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the pshat is not kan kodem bracha kan la'achar bracha. The way we had used the lamdasher terminology in the machlokas Rajbo Ritva is not that it's a matir that the food is us. The food is taka in his rishos in terms of the laws of the universe. However, the spiritual laws of the universe mandate him to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu pirush lo. He wants to claim. That's what the additional word of lo is. Aser lo la'adam. The iser is on him. The iser is on him not to realize that there is an outside circle over there. Kilu kaviyach la'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a fascinating mahalach from the Sfas Emes. And he says, that's the pshat in Rashi. He says, that's the pshat in Rashi. When Rashi says, Gozla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Espirchoso, he was stealing from what? He was stealing the food. Zakta Sfas Emes Nein, according to our Mahalach, it's not that you're stealing the food, but rather you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Chiyuv to give Hoda to him. I just want to point out, obviously there is a parallel. As much as we try to show the parallels in Hashkafa and Halach, I don't mean to darshan on them, any more than just to point out, because it's not, these things I don't suggest that they're ironclad. However, it does work out beautifully in what we had been mazmir and Rashi earlier. Rashi and earlier had said that the chiyuv was based lahodos. So some Talmidim pointed out that Rashi v'pashas is talking about the bracha achmona, but in pshat it doesn't work. That it seems to be talking about also the bracha rishona as well. What you show me, Yaakov, that Rashi and Sukkah from Rav Shulman, that Rashi and Sukkah seems to say mefurish, that it's also talking about the bracha rishona. So that the chiyuv is hodah. So that works very well, v'amev in yavin, and everything that we have developed in Shitas Rashi, that's not a matir. In contrast, the Marsha is developing the whole idea that there's some, that Hilu Gozel is, that there's stealing mamish from Knesset Yisrael, it's a type of stealing in Machshava, as well as stealing the Ochel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Sfas Emes, it's actually very, very beautiful why Rashi says it, and it happens to be that works out very nicely in the Hezber that we had given in Lomdus. Again, this is the Parparos LaTorah. But we can't ignore those things too. It works out very, very beautifully. So the Marsha fits in that way, and the Sfas Emes fits in that way. Finally, just one more point. And this is the furthest we'll go into Kabbalah. The Maharal, and Simcha showed me, he didn't even realize that he was anticipating something on the Maharal of Chumash. Simcha showed me the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis. Oshei, the Maharal and the Nefesh HaChaim both take another approach. And this is the real Kabbalah. And that is that the idea behind the bracha is that the bracha is being ma'ala the nitzotz of the Kedusha that's inside the Dover HaGashmi. In Kabbalah, the notion is that everything in the world emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything has Kedusha in it. And one of our responsibilities is to be ma'ala the Kedusha that's inside of Chafatzim. So how you ma'ala the Kedusha? The way in which you're ma'ala Kedusha is with the bracha. The bracha explicates, takes it out of its klipa, takes it out of its shell, and it brings out the nitzot. So the Maharal and the Nefesh HaChaim both write this idea that's the tafkir of a bracha. So that's a third way of understanding the notion of bracha. But what you see from first, when you learn a pshat well, just to be medayik in every word, as the Sfas Emes did when he was learning Gemara, it also gives us a little bit of a world view. Basically, three different tafkidim of what a bracha is, and you could play with how that relates to the machlokis that we've had in the past between the Ritva and the Rashba, the Hamistayf and Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Chule. Yes, Michael.
Just about the Sfas Emes, he mentioned something about Birkas Hamas on there.
Yeah.
What was
the Sfas Emes over there says is that just like you don't make a bracha on a Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaMazon, because there's a chiyuv to thank of HaKadosh Baruch, which doesn't stem from the Kedusha. And as he claims, every bracha, when you make a birchas hamitzvah, is you're saying mitzad the kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayiv us. He says over here, it's not the vart that the kedusha is mechayiv us. Here, the chiyuv is simply because we're in the middle of that concentric circles. And because we're in the middle of that circle, by definition, like svarahu, that's mechayiv. Not the kedusha is mechayiv. Kedusha is above and beyond the svara.
Even though one's in the Torah, achron is in the Torah, and the
correct, svara correct. Is well, that in itself is a question. At the end of the day, what is the svara going to end up being? Okay, Rabosei, this is all. I don't want to. I feel strongly that these things are said, and I also feel strongly that you're not supposed to spend the whole day on these things. Okay, so let's go on. We did in the Gemara.